Bienvenidos y welcome to the Biz Bruja Podcast, where reclaiming our powerful intuition, our sacred medicina, embracing our magic and healing ancestral patterns, invoke powerful creations in our own well-being, our lives, familias, community, and our businesses. Remembering that our businesses are so important at this time. I'm the creatrix of this blogcast, the Biz Bruja herself, Vanessa Codorniu, a modern-day bruja, fourth-generation psychic medium, clinical hypnotist, energy healer, and soul biz mentor and coach. An Argentine-American who started reading adults at 16, became a professional intuitive at 22, and now guides creatives, intuitives, healers, and entrepreneurs to break through fears, connect to the practical power of their intuition, so they can serve the world powerfully. Hola, bendiciones. Hello, mi gente hermosa. Hello, my beautiful people. Vanessa here. So it's Friday night and usually I'm running off to rehearsal. I'm in Pirate Life right now, an original musical play. If you're in Central PA, come check us out at Federal Tap House. And so I'm either running on a Friday night to rehearsal or I'm running to the theater, the Harrisburg Improv Theater, to go perform in some show. The season hasn't started. I find myself at home. I am chilling, anchoring into the energies right before the solar eclipse that is happening April 8th, which is just Monday. And what do I mean by anchoring into? Taking an assessment, asking myself where I am, where I want to be, looking at the behaviors that I've experienced around me the last 2 weeks in the eclipse portal, right? And what it's brought out in me, what it's let me know about what's happening within myself. Now, I said to myself, hey, you're Friday night. You can review your lines because you got like all day tech tomorrow. But I said, you know what? Let me show up here and connect with my peoples, light a little exercise for y'all, and see what's coming up for us too. I'll do some pulling of cards. And so I just had to show up because this solar eclipse is really going to be something. Now, most astrologers do not recommend that you watch it, that you go look at it. But tons of people are like taking trips, buying tickets, going to places, doing their thing. Just be mindful. Just be careful. You know, astrologically, eclipses in South America and many other places were not like something cute. They were something that would bring something shocking right to the surface. And we just had, I think, a 4.8 on the scale, earthquake in New Jersey and New York, and it was felt in Pennsylvania and some other places. I did not feel it. I have felt an earthquake, I think maybe 20 years ago in New York, crazy, like 4 a.m. when I was coming home from working at a nightclub after I'd worked all day. So I was like, okay. And I wasn't drinking or doing anything else. So I'm like, am I overwhelmed with all this stuff? But no, girl, you are surviving a minor earthquake here. And so for my California people who survive earthquakes all the time, don't mind us. You know, we're still gentle. We need a like earthquake kit. But I know that I have a lot of California people listening in. So let us bitch and moan because we're still new to it. I mean, I didn't have one till over 20 years ago and I didn't experience it today. So if we're a little shaken, pardon the pun, it's because, you know, we haven't been stirred yet. So let's dive into what is, you know, in store for us with this solar eclipse in Aries, right? What is in store for us? And then I want to talk a little more about other things that I'm really excited about, but what is in store for us? Okay. When you have a lunar eclipse, you really don't want to do a lot of work. We just had one a couple of weeks back, right? It's more about staying quiet, staying calm, cleansing your space, cleansing yourself. It's the lunar part. It's the moon. You're like, you know what? Let me chill, let me breathe, and let me ask for support and guidance. But when the solar eclipse comes in, especially a solar eclipse in Aries, during Aries season, what it's doing is ponerle las pilas, right? To put the batteries in, as we say. Ponte las pilas. Well, we're about to get las pilas puestas, right? We're going to get those batteries put into our booty, put into our goals. Well, that's actually another podcast, but put into our spirit, our soul, our mind, giving us that little kick in the booty that we've needed. Because, you know, coming out of Pisces, we're a little like, and it's still like winter in the dark season here in the north, the northern hemisphere. And so now spring is in the air, la flores, la lluvia, the rain. We have all these things going on. But this eclipse is going to give us that oomph that we need to really take off and jump off on some projects and some things that we're looking for to do. But before giving us la batería that we need and la gasolina, dame la gasolina that we need, it's going to also show us some things maybe we didn't want to see, which we'll get into it in a moment. So the eclipse season reaches its height, right? This month, now, April, after these 2 weeks of self-reflection that we've had from the lunar eclipse. April 8th, which is Monday, is the middle bridge, right? It's the past. We're also looking towards the future because there's some eclipses coming up later in the year. And it's going to happen around after 2 p.m. in the afternoon somewhere. And so eclipses mark these influential periods where we are accelerated and catalyzed and, you know, sometimes traumatized. No, just joking. Am I though? No, I'm joking. Moved quickly into the next part of our soul evolution. It's a collective awakening. I'm sorry, I'm a little itchy. It's a collective awakening. And it's also a personal growth space for us where we're just like, oh, okay, I've seen that. I thought it would go away. No, it didn't. Let me handle it. And a lot of the ways that we're going to handle the things that come up to be seen during eclipse season is by shifting something within us, right? Shifting how we let people dump on us, how we let people walk all over us, give us too much work to do. And because the opposite of Aries is Libra, right? Which is peaceful, balanced, self-loving. But it's also sometimes the person who can't say no, the people pleaser. And Aries, you know, in the extreme is very me, all selfish and stuff and all self-focused. And Libra is like everyone else. But me and everyone else is two extremes. We need top priority, me and my self-care, and also care about the collective. When there's any sort of imbalance, right, where we're going way to the me, and then sometimes in your life you will. Because if you've had a everyone else stage and you stage or a people-pleasing stage, there will sometimes kick off some sort of balance where we'll go extreme. And that happens, right? We yo-yo back and forth until hopefully we find some sort of middle ground that we can continue to come back to, that we can check into and go, okay, I really want to make my family happy. I want to make my boss happy. I want to do all these things. I don't want to ruffle feathers, but guess what? My spirit wants to do this. Okay, I think I'm going to have to figure out a way to communicate my desires, my goals, my purpose, my internal leadership, my own intuitive spiritual leadership, so I can create the balance. It's not that easy, right? It's easier said than done. And so these eclipses are they catalyze us, they alchemize us, they move us forward. And this April eclipse is in Aries, as I said, and it's the second in a pair of eclipses, emphasizing the importance of independence and freedom in our relationships. Like I said, me, you, we, and also me, right? And so these are the things that we're looking to balance during this time. So what is really coming up now? March 25th, we know that we had a lunar eclipse in Libra. I can tell you this, since a little before March 25th to now, people have been showing their ass. Now, I know in some places that means that people were showing off. But where I come from in New York City, it means people were showing their ugly side, showing the side that we don't want to see. I mean, you could have a really cute booty, but still the saying implies that you were showing a part of you that shouldn't have been shown. And I can say this, I had at least 4 or 5 experiences, and I usually don't. So it's a little shocking to me. I can say, thankfully, knock on this, you know, stand-up desk that I'm using while I'm seated, that I'm very blessed that in my life, and I've worked hard for this, that, you know, by releasing friends that didn't work, not being in relationships where people weren't willing to work on themselves and stepping up my boundaries and all that, I've worked hard to not have people really do that. Now, we're all imperfect, including me, including you. So people are going to show their ass sometimes. But let me tell you, right before this lunar eclipse, March 25, till right about now, I have seen more moon than I care to see, okay? And it's not been cute. And I can say that my clients have been calling me like, oh my God, my boss did this to me. My husband is suddenly in a bad mood. What's happening with this one? What's happening with that one? Now, if it's somebody who usually isn't nasty or mean or comes out, you know, of their face to say something to you, maybe they've had a rough day. But if there is some sort of pattern of misbehavior, every time that they're having some sort of emotional situation, maybe it's time for us to address how we show up for them so we don't feel hurt, and or maybe having a conversation with them. Now, the conversation part becomes difficult, right? We're all people pleasers to some degree. There's some people who are not at all, but when we are collaborative and we want to be in a team, or we want to work in a group project, or we want to have a good family, a lot of times we're like, okay, I'll sacrifice. But the questions, what this begs the question, how much am I sacrificing? How much am I taking to keep the peace? And when we're taking too much, right? When the Libra goes too much in the wee-wee, when the you, and like, oh, they had a bad day. Oh, they don't feel good. Eventually, as my mom would say, the rubber band snaps back. She'd say, cuando uno estira el elástico demasiado, al final, boom, hacia así. So when we stretch that elastic, that little rubber band, eventually it will snap. And when it does, that people-pleasing energy will go into what the fuck energy. So it will turn into anger. So how do we look at ourselves and say, well, how could I have communicated this differently? How could I show up differently? Of course, there are going to be people who are going through things emotionally, people who are unhealthy around us, people who are on their own healing journey, who are just going through something, and we might need to just have distance from them because no amount of communication will change things. And we need to see, are we that people person? Am I that person who's snapping on people? I haven't been, thankfully, and it's taken a lot. Let me tell you, it's taken like my whole will. And I'm not usually like that. And this is where the astrology has been really also rocking my boat, right? So let me continue, because then I'll get back to that. So what we have here with the solar eclipse, the sun symbolizes our heart's desire, right? Our ego's expression, our identity. And it's going to be eclipsed by the earth. So we cannot like ignore our feelings and what we really feel in favor of our pride. This is a deep invitation to unite, you know, to calm our ego and really live in our heart's desire and in our purpose. It is something that mirrors and is inviting us into deeper self-actualization. As we self-actualize and really become the highest form of self that we can become, which is not perfection, by the way. It's not about, oh, I feel nothing. I am at peace all the time. No, it's about authenticity. It's about fire. It's about energy. It's about being ourselves. It could be about earth or water or air. It doesn't have to be fire. But the fire is bringing out the inner passion in us. Now, what can we expect from this solar eclipse in Aries? I'm suddenly so happy that I'm here. I hope that this really serves you. Please let me know, because I'm here creating and creating. And then if you don't hear anything, you're like, I don't know. Is it hitting people? Do I pull a card on that? Do I ask my guides? But let me know. People do usually let me know, but I'm asking now. That's what I need. The Aries in me is like, let me know, my people, if this serves. Okay, so what to expect from April's solar eclipse in Aries? The eclipses are known for their sudden and shocking disruption of the everyday life of the status quo. There I was in my merry life until this person showed up who thought they had every right in the world to be an ass and think that they were running things. It was like cray cray. I was like, oh my God, take the crown off this person. Anyway, they put it on themselves. They went extreme that way. And it's important for us, right? I observed that. Then I observed somebody saying something that they didn't mean and somebody else stepping in to give them the help that they needed. And then they were mad about it. And you're like, you asked for help. Then I observed somebody losing their temper because they were defensive to people. And the truth was, if they actually listened to the communication that the people were doing around them, nobody had actually insinuated any of what they were perceiving. But the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde were bringing them back to some old patterns of defensiveness, some old patterns of not really wanting to be helped, but rather wanting to be bailed out. And so when the person came in to help, or the person came in to suggest something, or the other person did what they did, people actually got angry instead of grateful. And so this could be very unsettling. These are the things that I've noticed in the last 2 weeks. So we are now in the middle of a retrograde. So notice, our tempers are high. Shit's unpredictable, right? We have to get grounded within ourselves, or, you know, go and take a deep breath or get in a bathtub, whatever floats our boat, whatever does it for us, lo que funcione para nosotros. And realize that also Mercury is retrograde. Mercury has been retrograde since April 1st. And that ain't no joke, okay? Since April Fool's. And so 1 week before the solar eclipse on Monday, we went into retrograde in Aries. So it's like boom, 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 all this energy. Now, if you're not feeling this and you're just feeling really happy and inspired, well, go you, my little astrological amiga. You know, go, brujita, go you and be happy. I have felt it this time, like, wow. And other people that I know have felt it. But if you're doing great, don't mind me. Just observe other people going through it. Because we all go through things. We don't always go through them at the same time. Now we want to reconsider, because it's Mercury in retrograde. What are our strategies, las estrategias, to deal with people who demand too much from us? How can we break people-pleasing patterns? Where did we learn people-pleasing? Is it from our community, nuestros padres, our family? It is a way to survive, but maybe, just maybe, we can push back on it a little bit and start creating more independence and less people-pleasing. Like, okay, we are going to survive even if people don't like us, right? And I know it's hard. It depends where. If your boss doesn't like you, well, you might be looking for a new job. And so we understand this. Spirit understands. I understand. But just know that we can't keep those angers down. We have to look at what's pissing us off, what's unsettling us, and also look at what's triggering us, because those triggers are not new. Something's pissing us off because it might be reminding us of something old. According to Mercury. Mercury is the planet of communication. It is the winged god, goddess, however you want to look at it. El comunicador, el mensajero. And so it's bringing us messages and it's going, rewind, relook, reassess. Everything is about reviewing, rewinding, relaxation, reinventing, right? It's all about that, readdressing, revisiting, all of that. It's not about new, it's about going back and checking out. So when we think back to 2014, 2015, I want you to think about that. That's the last time the eclipses took place in Aries and Libra. Wow, 2014, 2015, ooh, a couple of people that I cared about showed their butt. And then I was living in Panama, Costa Rica, and I was traveling. And I was living in New York, but traveling a lot because I was location free. So think about, where were you in 2014 to 2015? And are those themes coming up now? I know I wish I could jump on a plane, but now I'm married with two cats and like 58 plants. So I tend to travel and come back. But think about, where were you in 2014 to 2015? Now, the astrology of April is really about a soul alignment. And when we think about it, hey, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're aligned with spring and rebirth and the new. Now, on the day of the eclipse, which is Monday, what we're going to find is six celestial bodies. Six, seis cuerpos celestiales en Aries. El Sol, la Luna, Mercurio, Venus, Chiron, y el Nódulo del Norte. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Chiron, and the North Node. Ay, okay. So for some, it won't be. You'll just be like, I'm energized. I'm going to start that project. For me, it's traveling in my 10th house of career and purpose and all that. I have a course starting on Monday that I've taught variations of for like 14, 15 years. And this course is called Nacimos Mágicas, Born Magical, an 8-week intuitive journey reclaiming our ancestral gifts, right? And so I decided to bring it back after 4 years, because 4 years ago when I put it up, I had many students in the class and somebody took the link, put it somewhere where there were 3,500 downloads. And so now during this Mercury retrograde, I was like, I think it's time to come back. Even if the class is small and intimate, it's time for me to bring back this work. And so I'm going to do that because things are lighting up my 10th house. I'm bringing something from the past. I'm revisiting something. I'm reviewing and reinventing it, right? And I said that, so we have the Sun in Aries. We have the Moon, how we feel, right? Mercury, process information, and it's going backwards. Venus in Aries. I have Venus in Aries. Venus in Aries is going to make us passionate, go after what we want. Chiron is the wounded healer. I have that in Aries as well. And that's in my 10th house. So I was like, okay, let me heal myself from somebody taking this thing and stealing it. And let me bring back this program that has really helped thousands of people in many of its forms. And so that's what's happening for me Monday. And it's also the North Node. So if any of you have North Node in Aries, Be prepared, and you've already felt this probably, this energy of creation of your life turning into new. If you've taken the steps to let go of the old, if you've been more independent and moved towards more freedom rather than the Libra, you know, coupley, people-pleasing energy, you're going to find that there's more and more success coming for you. And so there's a stellium. For me, it's happening in my midheaven. So if any of you know of any podcasts or articles or people who need keynote speakers, let me know. It's going to help me in my business. For each of you, wherever Aries lies in your chart, that's where the stellium, which is three or more planets in a specific house or zodiac sign, it's going to raise it up. Now, Chiron is the inner wounds, inner healer, the wounded healer. And it's in Aries. What does that tell you? Our inner wounds are being exposed. So yeah, rah, rah, let's like light it up. Great solar eclipse energy. A la misma vez, we're like, ay, me duele, right? So it's like, we're going to have to do some healing work on ourselves so we can take advantage of that north node and that sun and that moon and that Venus, fire, passion, move forward. We're going to have to deal with the fears that have kept us back from trusting our passion, our energy. So many people that I know, because I read so many, they come to me and they're like, oh my God, is it too late for me? Am I not going to be able to, like, you know, make my dreams come true, to find love, you know, at 40, 50, 60, have a baby at 40? And I can tell you this, I've been reading people now, 37 years. And I started very young. Yeah, 35, 37 years. And I've been reading people who keep coming back to me for since my 20s. So I have about 27 years of clients who may not see me for 5 years, but come back. And I remember when they came to me after losing a couple of children, and now they have them and they're like 5 years old. I remember people had so many breakups and so much pain. And I would say, I see you married. I see you happy. I see this. And they'd be like struggling for the next relationship. It's an incredible thing to be an expert in your field, whatever it may be. It could be a doctor. It could be a nurse. It could be a teacher. It could be what I am, right? And you meet the people that you've been working with throughout your life. And so know that I've worked with so many thousands of people, and it's been such an honor to see you all thrive. And know that it's not easy. It's not easy at all. And I can say this, that I spoke with someone this week, and I remember I did an astrology chart for them, and I looked at their business through their chart as well. So I set up a natal chart, a Placidus. And as we did the chart, so many things were so on point of what I know about them. Like, oh, of course you have Moon and Scorpio and this and that. But the thing that I noticed is the nodal return, the Jupiter return. And when these things came into their life, they got deep wisdom that they needed to leave the current situations of their life. And they did it. Not everybody does. And this person did it. And they're living a completely different, amazing life. Was it hard? Yes. Is it sometimes difficult? Yes. And that happened to me as well, right? My life was turned upside down when I was let go, had surgery, had a car crash. And so don't be afraid to follow that inner flame that's guiding you in a different place, right? That's saying, you know what you're living, the life you're living is based on the Libra people-pleasing energy of making people happy, doing what mom and dad said, lo que mamá y papá decían, doing what society said, and yet your soul's like, well, I want to be an artist. Or your soul is saying, well, I want to do this, or I want to do that. It's never too late to come in contact with that deep archetypal energy that is seeking you. Right? Some of you know that I am not teaching as much as I used to in the last year because I started performing, producing actual plays, right? Before I always did a lot of improv. I'm on a lot of teams. I'm on six teams. And I do work full time because I support myself. And the energy of it, of getting up and creating something and then, you know, letting it go and then coming back and creating something else. To me, it's pure magic. Now everybody's different. We all need different things. But what part of you, just taking a deep breath in, you know, what part of you have you sacrificed or pushed aside in order to support your family, to make your family happy, your kids happy, your partner happy, what you think your boss wants or what you know your boss wants or what your job wants? What part of you have you put aside or put on the shelf? And taking another deep breath in and asking what part of you wants to be reborn now. What part of you needs fresh air? What part of you needs creativity? What part of you needs to tap into that flame within your heart? What part of you needs to be integrated into the whole? Now, as I said, I've been an artist for a long time. Even the way I put my programs together to me is artistic. Being creative, writing articles, doing a podcast, that to me, storytelling, it's all art. And as an improv person or improviser, I've been doing improv for 7 years now. And so for me, actually, yeah, 7 years now, and teaching now 2 years, and doing it at retreats and doing it in person and going into hospitals and doing it, going into businesses as well. That was a surprise. I was like, that's just my fun thing. Spirit's like, no, girl, you've been listening to people's issues and things and biggest dreams and, you know, deepest despair for like 3 decades. You need to also bring in abundance through just pure joy. At first, I was like, no, it's mi hobby, por favor, no. But then I'm like, wait a minute, what's being integrated here? And so know that if something's being shifted in your life, it's really good to take a breath and like, what wants to be, you know, is it the wild woman? Is it pleasure? Is it the sensual goddess that wants to take baths and get massages and have orgasms for hours? Or have you been that woman and now you're like, you know what, I want to go back to college and finish my MBA or do this or start a business? Is it the businesswoman? Is it the empress? What part of your being have you sacrificed or given up on, put aside or overlooked to make others happy and secure your existence in life? That's a big one. Secure your existence. Because remember, a lot of these things that we do is just to keep things safe, to keep things peaceful, so the community and the tribe doesn't get rattled and kick us out. Because from back in the day, if we get kicked out of our people, how are we going to survive out there in caveman days or even most recently, right? And so what part have you exiled within yourself that needs to come back? And that's why I wanted to talk today, because to me, Aries is that inner leader, but it's not the leader that we've seen politically or the definition of leadership that society would enforce upon us. Es un lideraje, it's a type of leading that comes from within. It comes from alignment. It comes from the soul. It comes from understanding the deep connection to our own authenticity and leading from that, not what we think we should be or ego or greed or any of that, but true, true, inner, authentic leadership. And so know that these are the things that are coming up. And ask yourself, what have you given up? What part of you wants to be reintegrated? How do I define leadership? Ask yourselves that, right? How do I define leadership? And do I go, ew? I used to go, ew, to power. And I used to go, ew, to leadership a long time ago. And my guides were like, slap, slap, slap. Pero Vanessa, despiértate. They were like, querida, you are a leader. You've always been a leader. You're the oldest. You're the eldest in your family. You've been translating. You've been doing it all, girl. You've been breaking, you know, opening the roads for everybody. And like, scared or not, you had to do it. Sometimes people ask me, they're like, how do you run a business, have 2 podcasts, write articles, do this, have a husband, take walks, do theater, do improv? And I'm like, well, I am a human design generator. But second of all, I follow, you know, what I love. But third of all, I'm like, it's not overwhelming. When you're coming from bliss and excitement and passion, when you're coming from authentic joy. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love all the parts of my business, okay? Because I don't. I mean, it doesn't mean that I love them. I don't. I'm like, oh my God, the oh mio, I don't want to do this. But we have to do it, right? Especially tax seasons around here. But we do that several times a year anyway. But the things that we don't want to do. But true leadership to me means engaging with people, with projects, with the things that light us up. Again, sometimes that can't be 100%. We've got to do a job maybe we're not crazy about. Maybe the kids are driving us crazy. But at some point in our day, there should be space for us, for our inner flame, for our inner fire, right? Now, one of the things that people say to me is like, well, Vanessa, I don't even know what that fire is anymore. I don't know. The truth is we do know. Just want you to know. The reason that we say I don't know, at least my thinking, is because we're too scared to admit, right? Let me clean this because I'm like looking at it. I'm like, girl, you're trying to admit yourself. You're fuzzy. We're too scared to admit what we really want. Now that's everyone, right? Like for me, I was like, oh my God, you know, I do circles for all these years in my house, in my apartment, and I sweat lodge and I do this and this is the way I do. And I read people and I do hypnosis. Oh my God, could it be a full-time business? Oh my God, I was terrified because all the healers that I knew, they were working in un apartamentito in a little room. And I'm not knocking that, but they were in a tiny room with all these candles around them. And a lot of them died young, right? And they were santeras and they were videntes and mediums and healers. A lot of they were mostly Latina, the ones that I grew up with in New York City and in Miami as well. Entonces, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to live that life. I'm stuck in a little room surrounded by candles all the time, even if I'm in service. But that dream, that inner flame of service, the inner flame of being able to use my gifts, like that's what I wanted to do. I was like, how do I use the gifts that I have to be abundant? To serve other people and help light other people up. 10th house, North Node, Chiron, Wounded Healer, Venus there. All that's being highlighted for me. So you have a couple of things for homework. And one of them is to maybe go to alabe.com, put in your information, and then find out where Aries is. And Aries looks like a little ram. It's like the glyph of the ram. And see where it is and figure out where this eclipse is lighting up your chart. And each section of the, you know, the houses on the chart, each little piece of the pie covers a particular part of your psyche, of your inner world, of your outer world. For me, it's right, the business thing, but also my inner self, my inner leadership, and having to heal as a woman, sometimes being overlooked, put down as a Latina woman, being put down, being overlooked, not trusting myself, putting my head down, letting other people lead at times when I perfectly knew that I could. And this is in the past, not present, right? But dealing with all that and continuing to be that leader for myself. And let me tell you, like a lot of you right now listening, it's exciting online. Oh, she got her own business. Oh, right. It's all exciting. But when I started, no, they're like, are you crazy? You're not going to make any money. What's that? Oh, even people who did business still, I mean, even now, but I would say back then more, they would look down at me like they thought I was crazy. Who's going to make a living being a psychic medium online, teaching people how to develop their gifts, doing ancestral healing online in Spanish and English all over the world, and then writing articles and doing all that, and then supporting herself alone in New York. That's what I heard in 2011, 2012. But that inner thing was like, nah, girl, you got to do this. Even I was scared. And so what part of you, what thing is inside of you that's like, girl, you got to do it, whether it's auditioning for a play, starting to do tap classes, learning to cook a certain type of cuisine, whatever it may be, it is not, nothing is too small. And so what I was saying earlier, that sometimes we're like, I don't know, which I hear a lot from people, but we do know. The thing is, we don't have enough confidence in what we do know. We haven't done the work yet to ground into our knowing and to trust what we're receiving. Right. And when we learn to trust what we're receiving, it becomes easier and easier because it's like a little monkey that goes, jumps and grabs a vine on a tree and then grabs another one. Then it keeps going. Right. Because I listen to my intuition. I'm like, wee, oh, shit, wee. And I'm going and I'm going and I'm going. Once we stop a minute and like decide to sleep on the tree and hang out and not listen to our intuition, we start to doubt it. Is it my desire? Is it what people are saying? Is it a dream? And so getting to really understand our intuitive knowing is really important. Know that when I see Aries, it is such so much to me about sovereignty, which is you guiding yourself. And how important is this for women who are always being guided by the patriarchy and influenced by Judeo-Christian religions and limitations? And our ancestors, that ancestresses who were brujas, who were healers, who were curanderas, who may still be that, who had to hide their things, their gifts and their, you know, I was going to say their weeds, but, you know, their hierbas and their pastos and their grasses and their teas and their ayahuasca and their plant medicine and all these other medicines because they didn't want to be oppressed, demonized, killed. And that's where I love to work. And that's why I was saying that I'm releasing my program. If y'all are interested, I don't usually share too much on the podcast, but I wanted to. This program is an 8-week program. I've taught it many times in different forms. And this is called Nacimos Mágicas, Born Magical. It's not just for Spanish speakers. It's for everyone and anyone. And it is a journey where we start with the ancestors. We get to know what are they, who are they, how do we work with them. But we also find out what are the particular myths, limitations and blocks that we've absorbed or inherited that block us from really trusting our own inner power, from trusting our intuition, from trusting our desires. And from there, we learn, well, what is intuition? We go into the clairs, clairsentience, feeling, hearing, seeing, knowing. We explore mediumship. We also have a past life module where there's a past life regression where we can go back in and reclaim a past life where we may have been a seer, a healer, an oracle, a witch, a curandera, and something happened, and now we're like afraid of these gifts within ourselves. We're afraid to step out and try something new. So there's a module like that. And then there's one where we do remote viewing. And remote viewing is used a lot in government. It's used a lot in higher, like, secret agencies where they train people to be able to see in their with their mind's eye locations and places and timelines. And so there is a module like that as well. And then how to bring it together to have a really, really good life and tap into our intuition whenever we need it. So if you're interested, I'm going to put the link in. If you have any questions, let me know. Our first live call is happening Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's recorded, but there's a module every week. And the people are great. It's going to be an intimate group. And there's a 5-part payment plan. So I haven't shared this program in four years because 3.5 years ago, because 3.5 years ago, somebody took the link and they downloaded it 3,500 times somewhere around the world. Cray, cray. It's trademarked, copywritten, coming out in a book next year. So I'm fine. I'm protected. So if you have taken this course and you share it with a friend, and the friend says your name, I will send you $100. But if you are interested in taking it, just click in or write me and say, Vanessa, let's talk about this, because it's starting soon. And so, and you know, me just sharing, I'm just realizing that right now, me just sharing that program right now is so solar eclipse in Aries for me, because I am putting light on my 10th house, my business, my purpose. I am here to bring light on spiritual things, intuition, and flow. And so here I did. So I did my part, people. So ask yourselves, you know, as you go into laabd.com or just Google freenatalchart.com, look up Placidus or Whole House. Chani does a Whole House. And look up where Aries, you know, comes in and what house is being illuminated. And then ask yourself that question of, where am I being asked to show up more? Where am I being asked to be seen, to step into the light, to be more independent, to allow myself the visibility that my ancestors couldn't? So my loves, let me pull some cards. Oh, wait a minute. Dios mío, I have the candle here. Okay, because it is Friday night, vamos a prender la velita. First, I'm going to call in a little espíritus positivos. Calling in our higher selves, our angels and guides, our deepest wisdom, our sacred allies, calling in los apus sagrados de cada dirección, calling in la serpiente, the sacred serpent that cleanses and clears, el puma que da las fuerzas, el colibrí, the hummingbird, and the condor eagle that allows us to see the bigger picture. With this candle, I ask that in this dark moon before the solar eclipse Monday, so this is Friday, we got some days, that each and every one of us take the time to ask those questions that I asked on the podcast. Let yourselves pick up a pen or a recorder, allow itself to flow, and ask those questions that came through me that were channeled through, right? That just came in through this episode. And I ask that we receive the clarity that we need so we can release the patterns that no longer serve. So we can break the patterns of this life, of past lives, of ancestors that maybe kept us safe in other times, but are just not doing us any good. They're not doing us any good in love. They're not doing us any good in business. They're not doing any good in any part of our being. There's no reason why we really shouldn't express ourselves more fully and allow ourselves to be seen and take up space. You know what I'm saying? And so, uy, mira esto. Okay. Pidiendo, iluminando aquí. Y pidiendo las bendiciones, asking for the blessings to come to all of us. May we receive clarity in a grace-filled, manageable way. May we be honest with ourselves and not blame just everyone else. Like, you know, when people start to show their ass, I was like, now look at these people, I got my clips. And I sat down and said, well, what is it? It's like, well, you could handle it this way. And then for some, I was like, no, I handled it correctly because I knew they were escalating. So I'm staying chill. They're not going to move me from my grounded space. But at the same time, what are the techniques? What are the tools that we can use when people are acting a certain way that feels, you know, abusive, that feels trespassy on our energy? And I don't mean just energetic practices, because, you know, I was shokuing the room, baby, and I was already, you know, and that's one of the symbols of Reiki. I was doing all the things con los símbolos, and I was like throwing the energies and asking the allies. But also my guides were like, it's all beautiful and good that you're moving the energy. Pero la misma vez, you also need your lessons, boo-boo. You also need to be like, as my mom used to say, hasta aquí llegó, with her toe on the ground. She'd be like, this is the line, girl. Do not cross it. So that's what we need to do sometimes. And that's where I think the struggle came for me and some of my clients. How do we remain grounded, good, positive healers and control ourselves from going, what the fuck's wrong with you, right? Because that's what I know some of us felt like doing. And just ask somebody, you know, are you all right? Is there some tension and do we need to talk about it? Or is there something going on? How can I support you? Or let's clear the air. There's different ways to do it. So what do we all need to know as a collective? Okay. Vamos a ver. What do we need to know in the collective here? Let's pull out a card. Okay. We're going to be releasing some disappointments and some things that didn't come through for us. But remember that rejection is protection. And remember that, you know, that nothing that is for us, we can miss, right? Si es algo para nosotros, eso viene. So do not hold back. Do not be like, oh my God, I missed my chance. Oh my God. Just breathe, because the next thing that's coming is going to be better. Pulling another card. What do we need to know? Okay. Know that some of us are in a lot of fear in terms of the world right now, and who wouldn't be? I mean, Gaza's still going on, and this is horrendous. It is terrible. It is something that should never have happened. And it is really sending a lot of pain into the universe, because people are suffering and struggling, right? So we're going to be grieving some disappointments. We're going to be releasing and clearing some energy. So make sure that you cleanse yourself, that you clear your home, because the collective energy is affected with eclipses. What else do we need to know? Okay, I love it. Allow yourself to step into the light. Allow yourself to shine your light bright. The Hierophant, you know, the old ways are fine as long as they serve you. And know that new opportunities are coming your way. New oportunidades, Ace of Pentacles, new money-making opportunities. Look, just because it's different doesn't mean it's wrong, right? It could be different. Remember, somebody said something like, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Well, I didn't see nobody like me online before. So obviously, I envisioned what I wanted to be and what I wanted to see. So don't let that saying hold you back. Obviously, we need to be seen. So then other little girls and little boys could be like, I want to be that too. But also know that if you are coming up with a new idea during this eclipse, go with it, flow with it, because the idea is coming to you in a divine manner for the abundance to flow, for the health to strengthen, and for your home to be secured. Sending you all so much love, mucho amor, and just coming in for a moment, breathing and asking again that we receive the guidance that we need in a grace-filled way. Thank you. Thank you for being here, people. If you're interested in the course, let me know. I still have the special $97 for a 30-minute session that usually was $150. So it's still there. I don't know. Spirits like leave it on. Los quiero mucho.